Yo, everyone, this is a little treat for you on your podcast feed. It's a clip from Extra Ish, our weekly Patreon podcast. If you want the rest, you gotta sub to our Patreon, link in the show notes. But for now, enjoy.
There's some really exciting updates coming out of Silicon Valley. This is an initiative that's being led by Ifeoma Ozoma. You probably heard about her. We talked about her in a previous episode. She is a former Pinterest employee who happens to be a Black woman who alleged racial and gender discrimination at the company. She left. She moved on. Not so long after that, Pinterest COO or former COO Françoise Brugger sued Pinterest, also alleging gender discrimination, and got a $22.5 million settlement. Now, at the time, we were saying, hang on a minute. Someone left like a bit hush hush with maybe like goodness knows what, a few weeks or months pay. Someone else got 22.5?
So the two Black women got a year's pay severance, the two Black women who alleged racism and sexism. Yeah, just to clarify.
And I'm gonna doubt they were paid anything close to $22.5 million a year.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Which is super messed up and super crazy. And well, hey, listen, it's thankfully isn't the end of the story, because now hopefully, with the work that they're doing, they're trying to get a bill passed, and this is in California, but it would basically mean that non-disclosure agreements, which we as tech employees and honestly just like people across the world have often been like forced to sign, are not going to be applicable in the case where there's like potential discrimination. And I really hope that this actually holds. And I think that it's really important that this work is being done. I think it's really messed up the way hush money is used to perpetuate heinous acts. And then when people decide, actually, no, you know what? I want to speak up against it. There's this NDA in place that says they can't. I've actually fallen victim to this in another company that I left. I'm looking back on it now and I was like, damn, like,
don't say that before you get trouble. No more details, yeah, please.
Dude, like, multiple times in my tech career as a Black woman, I ain't the first. It's not just once, my friend. It's not just once where they ask you to go and keep your damn mouth shut. So trust me, it's happened more than once. And now, kind of, me is like, oh, in the moment, it feels like the right thing to do, especially if you're an individual. Like, I've been there, and it's like you're just so demoralized. You just want out. Like, even the idea of like staying alive sometimes is just like a lot, let alone like staying alive in that job. And then knowing that that's just used as a tool. So like, for folks who don't know, like often when you leave an employer with a severance package, you're just asked to sign something that will silence you. So it's like, by accepting the severance package, you cannot say anything about this company, especially nothing negative about this company. So you, by taking this money, are wiping away any history of potential abuse, potential discrimination, potential trauma. You're erasing all of that and you're walking off into the sunset, happy clappy. Don't mention this again. Don't mention us again. This never happened. You know what I mean? That's basically what happens. And this bill will mean that people don't have to be silenced anymore, which means that companies won't get away with getting away with it anymore. And we can actually have a conversation and ultimately remove bad actors, because the problem with like hush money and NDAs and silencing people and like NDAs and severance packages is that it protects the bad actors.
Yeah,
they continue doing their job and then nothing changes. What do you think? Like, do you think if this law passes, that could finally be the kick up the butt for people that are like, oh yeah, sure, he's a bit grabby, but he gets results?
I'm not sure, because I think a few more details that probably would help illuminate it. I think there is a law currently that enables you to kind of breach an NDA if you've been sexually discriminated against, but not racially discriminated against. And I think this new bill essentially is adding any form of protected characteristics to that, so that if you've been racially abused, you can also breach your NDA and come forth and speak. And apparently the Ifeoma and Erica, they were at risk of being sued by Pinterest, hypothetically, by coming out and alleging racial discrimination. What saved them apparently was the fact that they were also alleging gender discrimination, so that was allowed, right? And if those two weren't packaged together, they wouldn't have been able to proceed. So that is, yeah, the nuance of it is a bit insane. I don't think I've ever had to sign one, thankfully, and that might be just, you know, my own privilege as a dude, like, but the idea, like, I get an NDA about company secrets, so like if you work for Hustle Crew or Pocket, like you shouldn't really be able to just leave and say, guys, this is what they were doing at Hustle Crew, right? So now that I'm joining you, Hustle Team, this is how we're going to replicate this at Hustle Team, right? Like, that, I understand why that is kind of signed.
That happens anyway, come on.
That happens anyway. And some people think that that shouldn't be allowed anyway, to have an NDA about that, because it's like,
you can't NDA my brain.
Yeah, you can't NDA your brain, NDA your brain, and also just like it prevents competition, it prevents dynamism in the marketplace, right? But to sign an NDA that basically you can't speak on your own personal experience about abuse that's happened, I don't even, that should not be allowed, full stop, right? So I hope the law passes and I hope it sets a trend, because I think where California goes, the rest of the US follows, hopefully. So yeah, shout out to the individuals who are kind of pushing this and the lawmakers that hopefully will sign this and put this into law.
It's funny because like so many things that are designed with good intentions, the impact of its existence ends up being something horrific and negative.
What's the good intention here, though? What's the good intention here?
With an NDA, you're basically saying that it was created to protect intellectual property, right? It was basically like created to protect, I don't know, like maybe you're like a pharmaceutical company or something and you had like how many years of R&D? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure at some point somewhere, a very well-intentioned person thought, this is a great piece of legal architecture that we're going to lean into here. Mm-hmm. And then at some point down the line, some nefarious person was like, oh, hang on a minute. I can abuse my power in this situation by enforcing an NDA in this use case, and that will stop justice from happening.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever a good intention. I think it was always to prevent competition, and the effect was also to protect abusers. So I'm not a fan of NDAs, but we'll see what the final result is. It's just, I'm still flabbergasted at the disparity of how somebody got paid $22 million and the two black women got paid 1 year severance. That still astounds me. Wow. If you haven't listened back to the previous episode where we talked about this, and yeah, I really feel for the two individuals, the two black women who got shagged, like, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad they haven't given up and they're actually part of the case to kind of change the law. So I commend them.